Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming here today for Yamaha Corporation's analyst and investor briefing on the third quarter of the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2008. I would like to delve into overview of performance in the third quarter, which is summarized in one slide. For the third quarter, or for the 3 months of October, November, and December, on the whole, sales figure resulted to be lower than both the previous projection, which we announced on the 31st of October, and that of the same quarter of the previous fiscal year, while operating income was higher. Regarding net sales, despite favorable exchange rates due to the strong euro, sales of AV and lifestyle-related products were lower than expected. Overall sales figure resulted to be lower by 1.4 percentage points than previously projected. Compared with the same quarter of the previous fiscal year, due to handover of electronic metal products business and four resort facilities, which we excluded from consolidated accounts as of the 1st of October or as of the second half, which thus became a factor for the decline of sales compared with the previous year's third quarter, but excluding this impact, we achieved sales increase of 2.3 percentage points, which was tantamount to 3.4 billion yen. But it was partially underpinned by exchange rates, and discounting their impacts, actual sales increase was 0.8 percentage points, largely driven by musical instrument sales. Operating income from musical instruments exceeded previous projection and the figure for the same quarter of the previous year, contributing to an increase for the entire corporation. Having said so, due to somewhat slow sales in December during year-end holiday shopping season, inventories at the end of the third quarter were up for musical instruments and AV. Although they were higher than the October projections, they remained broadly in line with the previous year's third quarter levels. Now, regarding the cumulative results for the first three quarters, or 9 months, both sales and income increased from a year before, partly due to the impact of exchange rates. Especially in the musical instruments business, sales rose 9 months on 9 months, and operating income increased considerably. But sales and operating income fell in both the electronic equipment and metal products and the lifestyle-related product segments. Net income was higher compared with the same term of the previous fiscal year due to increased operating income and gain on sales of a part of shares of Yamaha Motor Company Limited, which we reported in the previous analyst and investor briefing. So far was the overview of financial results. On the next slide, please confirm figures. Net sales posted 148.2 billion yen, operating income 14.2 billion yen, recurring profit 13.7 billion yen, and net income 11.4 billion yen. Compared with the same quarter of the previous fiscal year, net sales figure was slightly down, and compared with the October projection, it also underperformed, as I mentioned earlier. This chart on the left shows net sales and the right operating income. They show figures per segment respectively. I will elaborate on each of them later, but looking at overall performance, as shown here, musical instruments segment is mostly robust, whereas AVIT undershot the previous projection, and electronic equipment and metal products undershot it as well. Regarding operating income, we had increase in all the segments across the board. Next, forecast for business performance in the fourth quarter. There is an increasingly uncertain outlook over such markets as North America, Japan, and so forth, so we carefully reviewed figures, and as a result, sales and income forecasts are now slightly lower than the October projections. Well, this is limited to the fourth quarter only, but here are the revised projections. I would like to elaborate on them later. Here are the forecasts for performance by business segment. Comparing them against the October projections, net sales in musical instruments segment remain to be almost the same, whereas sales in lifestyle-related products and semiconductors drop significantly amid the recent very severe situations. And operating income in musical instruments segment is now revised downward. Now, calculating them to get the full-year forecast for business performance, as we could achieve higher operating income in the third quarter, we decided to keep the previous projection for operating income for the full fiscal year as a result. Net sales figure is slightly revised downward. Regarding recurring profit and net income, there were slight improvements in non-operating income and loss as well as extraordinary income and loss during the third quarter, which should prop up full-year net income, so now they are revised upward. Full-year forecasts for performance by segment. Compared with the previous fiscal year, net sales figure increases by 5 percentage points in musical instruments segment, whereas in AV/IT segment, especially online karaoke equipment sales are significantly down, thus bringing material impact. In electronic equipment and metal products, due to lower sales of semiconductors, and as we sold Metanix, electronic metal business, and now that it is non-consolidated as of this second half, net sales will be significantly down. In lifestyle-related products segment, it will struggle in the situation, and recreation and other segment is lower due to the sales of four resort facilities. Regarding operating income, in total, it will increase from the previous fiscal year's 27.7 billion yen to 33.5 billion yen, and on the whole taking the direction of income growth. But if you look into business contents, semiconductors, AV/IT, lifestyle-related products, and so forth will face tough situations a little, except for musical instruments. Now let me give you segment-based explanations. In musical instruments segment, the third quarter overview. We could close the quarter results with higher sales and higher income third quarter on third quarter, partly due to the strong euro. Discounting the effect of exchange rates, actual sales increased by 3.3 percentage points compared with the same quarter of the previous year. China and other emerging markets, especially Asia, Latin America, and Gulf regions, showed double-digit growth. Actual sales in Europe rose 2 percentage points, although there were favorable effects by exchange rates. On the other hand, in the US and Japan, sales were slow, especially during the year-end holiday shopping season, and actual sales fell by 4 percentage points third quarter on third quarter. Compared with previous projections, actual sales were down 1 percentage point. We could not fully cover the lower sales results in Japan or in the US. Per product category, electronic musical instruments, wind instruments, and professional audio equipment categories continue to enjoy robust sales. Operating income improved due to factors including very favorable exchange rates, change in model mix which resulted in the altered sales structures, and improvement in gross profit margin due to effects of cost reduction efforts and so forth. As a result, operating income was higher than both the previous projection and the last year's third quarter result. Regarding inventory levels at the end of the third quarter, as I mentioned earlier, due to somewhat slower sales for holiday shopping season, and although December shipment was already over, they did not generate actual sales, so inventories failed to reach such levels set out in sales plans and remained higher than previous projections. Now for the full fiscal year and in the fourth quarter, we must first adjust our inventory levels, as I said just now, and in North America and Japan, especially now that their market outlooks are increasingly uncertain, we plan to inject an increased amount of sales promotion fees so that we might bring robustness of sales back into these two markets. Operating income in this segment is revised a little bit downward for the quarter, but for the full fiscal year, we keep the figure of operating income for the entire corporation as previously projected. We had larger operating income in the musical instruments segment for the first three quarters, and we should strive to keep the fourth quarter decline at minimum level so that the full-year figure might be maintained at a higher range than the October projection. Accelerate growth in emerging markets, we need to do it much more. Strengthen and expand professional audio equipment business, which is growing steadily, and we put further efforts here. And in manufacturing, we are continuously increasing production to respond to demands and addressing cost competitiveness in Hangzhou and Indonesia much more than ever. Let's look at musical instruments. Sales by region are summarized by these charts. Comparing the actual cumulative sales from the first quarter through to the third quarter against those for the same term in the previous fiscal year, discounting the impact of exchange rates, they almost leveled off in Japan. In North America, they sagged a little, whereas in Europe, China, and other regions, they grew substantially. For full year, as I mentioned earlier, in the fourth quarter, we begin to see tough market situations in Japan and in North America. Sales in Japan decrease year on year, in North America down 1 percentage point, whereas in Europe, although the growth may be decelerated a little, sales remain to be robust, and in China and other regions, we foresee continued robustness of sales. Looking at product categories, pianos moved robustly up until the third quarter. However, in the fourth quarter, they start struggling a little in Japan and North America. Electronic musical instruments, professional audio equipments, wind instruments, and so forth continue to be robust. Next, AV and IT segment. Sales and operating income were almost the same level as those in the same quarter of the previous fiscal year. However, compared with the previous projection, sales were lower, but we could manage to secure higher operating income. We were largely helped by the effect of exchange rates, but actual sales were lower by 2.6 percentage points than the previous year. Actual sales in the North American market rose slightly third quarter on third quarter. Sales fell in Europe and continued to be sluggish in Japan. On the whole, we continue to struggle. Amid such a situation, especially sales of online karaoke equipments fell sharply third quarter on third quarter. On the other hand, as we wish to launch new products, we focus especially on one of such main new products of YSP, Yamaha sound projectors, whose sales have been growing robustly. However, we overexpected their growth, and against such an ambitious target, they underperformed. Operating income increased year-on-year and exceeded previous projection due to improved gross margin rates that partly resulted from currency exchange gains. Inventory at the end of the third quarter exceeded projections due to lower than expected sales, as I mentioned in the musical instruments segment. Now, full-year projections. We revised full-year sales projection downward from the previous one. But operating income is expected to be slightly higher than the previous one, as the cumulative three-quarter operating income overperformed. Going forward, we will launch new products aiming at peak season for demand in this coming spring. We must see to it that their launch will go smoothly. We will further expand sales of front surround speakers, which is also a new product genre. On the other hand, we will reinforce mid-to-high-range two-channel hi-fi product business, which started to be robust. Regarding router products, which started to struggle lately, we managed to deploy differentiation strategy in order to develop new customers. We will continue to raise awareness of conferencing systems and develop sales channels, as we are yet to generate tangible results. Next, electronic equipment and metal products segment. As I mentioned earlier, we finished the handover of Metanix in this segment as of end November as previously planned, so they were excluded from the consolidated results as of this third quarter. In semiconductor business, both sales and income fell third quarter on third quarter. Sales were lower than previous projection as sales volume did not grow as we had expected. But income was higher than previous projection due to our efforts of rationalization and change in model mix and so forth. Demand for LSI sound chips for mobile phones weakened considerably, particularly in overseas, mainly Korea, but we managed to keep it in Japan. And shipments of LSI chips for digital amplifiers for flat panel TVs and mobile phones increased as we funnel great efforts here. Also, shipment of graphic LSIs for pachinko machines also increased. So such new product categories, where we put efforts, are generating results. But sales decrease in the LSIs for mobile phones is worse than their increase. For full year, the overall basic direction does not change, but more than anything, we must expedite product development in new categories. We made downward revision on full-year projections for sales and operating income. Lifestyle-related products segment. Sales and income fell both third quarter on third quarter and against previous projection. As you know, there is this continued decline in demand for new housing starts due to delays in confirming construction applications, so we continue to struggle in not being able to generate sales. While in regard to the remodeling sector, where we put efforts, sales almost leveled off third quarter on third quarter. Per product category, although system kitchen sales were lower than the previous projection, they increased third quarter on third quarter. However, system bathroom product sales struggled. Now, regarding operating income, due to intensifying retail price competition, higher cost of raw materials, and so forth, it was a tough situation, and operating income declined. For full year, although we strive to hold out and recover such a decline by launching new products and so forth, we have to revise sales and income forecasts downward. Recreation segment. Regarding the handover of four resort facilities, we could finish the task without any problems, and it was done very smoothly. Against such a background, although sales declined significantly, operating losses got reduced third quarter on third quarter. Full year results are expected to be in line with previous projections. Especially regarding Katsuragi, as we recently announced, we will resume hosting golf tournaments, and leveraging on that, we are developing sales promotion initiatives. The last business segment of others. Golf products, metallic molds and components, and automobile interior wood components businesses are all quite robust, and sales overshot the previous projection as well as third quarter on third quarter. Operating income was broadly in line with that of the same term in the previous fiscal year and the previous projection. Operating income from automobile interior wood components is basically on the profitable direction as yields improved. However, in spite of increased production in metallic molds and components business, particularly for digital camera applications, delay in improving yields resulted in a severe status, and in total, we somehow managed to keep the same level of operating income third quarter on third quarter. For full year, sales continue to be robust. More than anything, we should like to focus on reducing unit costs for manufacturing by improving yields in metallic molds and components business. Golf products continue to be brisk. Lastly, let me explain about inventories. As I have been saying for some time now, inventories at the end of the third quarter were lower by 2.1 billion yen than those in the same quarter of the previous year. However, this figure excludes those inventories of electronic metals business which we handed over. This means actual inventory level was 1.9 billion yen higher third quarter on third quarter. We are planning to adjust inventories of musical instruments and AV products towards the end of this fiscal year as they are currently higher than October projections. So far, I have given you brief explanations, and now I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.